a wide open man. It's dropped.
We're live.
Right. Well, talk to me.
What?
Talk to me, Goops. How was your road trip?
It was quite the journey, I would say. Coming cross country is definitely an eye-opening experience. Feel really sorry for the people that live in Kansas because there's nothing to do but pray for a tornado.
Any UFO sightings?
I was not.
Oh, good question.
No, yes. I was not up and out in the fields waiting
Any
for
Any new conspiracy theories after driving through it yourself?
Oh, well, there was.
Okay.
Josh that I was with, when we went to the canyons, we were talking about how these rocks were formed, and I told him based on what I heard, it was just...
You heard this.
Based on water.
I want to clarify.
You know, like...
Yes, yeah,
the water, the waters does ask, and he's like...
Absolutely.
Well, he looks around, he's like, I don't see any water at all. And I'm like,
it's
well, yeah,
out.
You know, it's... Exactly. He's like, well, where'd the water come from? I was, dude, honestly, I wasn't here. I don't know. He's like, well, I think that aliens were coming down, and we had one big giant that was selling them the materials, and they would take it back up to outer space with them.
What?
That's I don't know.
Oh, shot. That's just, yeah, so that was it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
The balancing rock, he thinks somebody placed it there.
The one that he had the picture of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Somebody placed that there.
They did.
Okay.
That they did.
These are the conspiracy theories you guys come up with in like 5 days
this
of driving?
This was just his thought because I think the weed was really starting to get to him.
Oh, understood.
Because how it's legal.
Just want to, yeah, you know.
It's, yeah, so yeah. It was okay.
That's
yeah.
Exactly how the rocks are formed.
Exactly. Exactly how they're formed. So other than that, it's been an interesting week, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
I guess with all the protesting and everything, even some of your sports figures, from what I see, you're getting involved in all this stuff. What do we got here? Oh, boy, here we go. Hopkins calls
wasn't
out
wasn't there a coach
Clemson.
From Tennessee that just passed away?
A coach from Tennessee.
I believe there was a, yeah.
For the Titans?
Creature.
I don't know. See, here we go. Here we go, Sean. Here comes Chris with his facts, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we got to get Sean a computer just so he can fact check you on everything you say.
I wasn't even wrong last time.
Yeah, you kind of were.
How was I wrong?
Oh, look, Connor's out jet skiing.
It was this day in sports, and you looked up at the all-time low.
Tom Brady was jet skiing a few weeks ago in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Tampa.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook begins Vikings holdout.
Good here for that go. Guy. I would hate to play with Kirk Cousins. I just wouldn't.
You like that?
How you like that?
Yeah. Not so much. Especially since this was against the Bucks too.
Yeah. That's why I hate him.
Yeah. No, we don't like him.
I think we're up 35, 14, maybe 10.
Eagles, Malik Jackson won't accept Drew Brees' apology. I don't believe him. Oh, okay. Yeah. He strikes me as a lying type.
That guy's going to have a rough season this year.
He is, man. Especially in his own locker room. That didn't go over well. Still training like a maniac, Colin Kaepernick. I mean, no disrespect. I just think it's about time we let this one go.
The guy could have went and played in the XFL for 6 games. And if he really would have balled out,
yeah,
it would have opened up to...
Or the Canadian League. Plenty
arena
of...
Arena football.
Yeah, I don't think arena football is a thing anymore.
I think there were 6 teams last time I checked.
No, there's no arena football league.
Oh, you're back
down?
With us? Yeah. Did you find out?
I couldn't find it. I saw something that a coach had passed away, but I don't know. It was something about some pizza delivery.
Okay.
Couldn't find it.
What else?
I should have screenshot it.
Mike Tyson takes a knee. Will Trump take a swing?
I'd love to see that fight. I would love to see that. Oh, look.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Donald.
Okay.
Champ, that's not me.
Let's see. Here we go. We went reinstated from drug suspension during Lee's hiatus. So not even playing.
What,
good job.
What drug was it?
Excellent. So by the league's anti-drug policy, he was reinstated. Training was suspended without pay. The reason behind it was never made public other than he just violated the anti-drug program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some sort of powder substance, I believe.
Yeah, I would go. It's definitely not marijuana. Shannon Sharp. Uncancel Drew Brees after QB calls to apologize. Uncancels. God, man, these guys turned their back that quick off of that. I mean, did you guys see what he said? Did you watch the video?
The first one?
Yeah, what he said that got Michael Thomas all upset.
Yeah, and I get what he means by it, but at the same time.
He kind of said it wrong.
Wrong place, wrong time type deal. But at the
I'll agree with that.
Come on, man. There's issues in the world and. Yeah. Obviously, no one's disrespecting the troops or
agreed.
Nothing like that. So
Agreed. I get what you're saying. Like, I agree. His point, what he was trying to say, but the way he said it and what he said, yeah that wasn't going to go over well.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, though, did you hear what he had to say about it? That's Drew could learn some things from Aaron.
Oh, yeah?
If you're going to speak on something, especially like that platform, like address the situation. Don't try to act like it's not there, like it's not in the news every day.
Yeah, true.
Like he just completely like disregarded the whole
look at
protesting
this.
Air.
Drew Brees' wife says they got death threats over QB's comments.
Of course it did.
Or sorry. Yeah, I was almost came from the damn locker room. What is this? NASCAR Bubba Wallace faints during post. Okay. Nothing.
There was a race yesterday.
See the statement from the Bucks?
Nope. What was that?
We are united against racism, hatred which fuels it. We will not accept racial injustice, which has been responsible for the indefensible murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and so many others. Families should not have to worry about the safety of their children because of the color of their skin. Change for the black community must happen now, and we must lead by our collective actions. We remain committed to listening and to effecting meaningful change to end systemic injustice. Okay.
I wonder who wrote that.
They still got a picture. I'm sorry, not to lead into this, but they still got Winston up on the damn
See, website. I knew you were going to say that.
That's a problem.
No.
They got the old jerseys, too.
That's a problem.
Why?
You have an issue.
I do have an issue with Winston. I think that...
You need to let it go.
No.
You need to let it go.
No, because... Just like I said on the last podcast, you guys, I'm not letting it go until you finally stand up and admit... that you guys were on the bandwagon so bad with this guy.
It's not a bandwagon.
It did make me question your loyalty to the Bucks because I understood your loyalty, but it did make me question your football IQ. Yeah. I mean, how could you guys be so on board with this guy and still throwing out stats at me today?
Went to the Pro
Trying
Bowl
to defend now. Yourselves.
Did he go to the Pro Bowl?
Because nobody else wanted to go.
When's our last winning season and who was at helm?
Really? You're really? I mean, bro. Seriously.
Who was it?
But I thought you didn't like Winston anymore. Now, I thought you were.
He's gone.
He plays for Nolan.
You keep bringing him up. We're done with him.
Brought him up because he's still on the Tampa Bay website, which shouldn't be.
Why can't you see past that?
I gave my jersey away.
Why can't you look to the right and see Mike Evans?
I do.
Or look to the left and see the special team squad.
I do. I see all of it. And then
or all the way to the left where the third day in court.
Bucks players get first
skip that one, please.
Yeah. Nope, nothing bad there. Nothing. No Bucks are in the courtroom. We are good. All right. What else we got?
Uncle Bruce.
What is this? Top Buccaneer in every jersey.
Hold on. Did you hear what Bruce Arians said?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I pulled that up.
Not the interview. I'm talking about the quarterback situation.
No, what'd he say?
If we didn't land Tom Brady, Jameis Winston would be back.
Of course.
After Teddy Bridgewater signed.
No, he already signed with Carolina.
Well, yeah, because he was door number three. There was three quarterbacks that they wanted. But did they think Brady was going to come here? No. But that's all we got to get over. We got to move on from that. That whole discussion's over.
No,
it's not.
Yeah, really. It doesn't matter. No. He's our team. It doesn't matter.
Chip wants to talk about it.
I'm
just waiting to see what the next player you guys jump on the bandwagon. I mean, and then if he shits the bed.
I don't jump on bandwagons on my team.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Now I guess we're good.
You're the only one that hated Winston when he was your quarterback.
Roberto Aguayo was the best kicker in the league until he got cut. I have to. You got to give him confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. You keep trying. Let's see. Did the Rays have anything going on?
Did you see what the baseball thing was trying to do?
79 games. 75% of their salary?
75% of their poor trade salary, which is less than what they were offered originally. Go bring it up.
Here we go. What are we looking for?
He just read that before he made tacos.
What the owners are offering the players.
MLB owners offer?
Just MLB latest news will work.
Let's see. MLB reportedly offers 76-game season mixed out with a 75% pay.
Their poor trade salaries, of their already partial salaries that were given them. So, for instance, if a guy makes $20 million this year, he's only scheduled to make $5 million.
Ouch.
Very ouch.
Yeah, baseball's not happening. Yeah.
But at the
I was
same
being
time,
sarcastic. You know that, right?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go play the game that I love. See, I know this will probably be a good topic because I'm a firm believer of Get your ass out there and play the game. I don't care if they're paying you.
It's over, not their if they're decision. Paying you
seven figures a year to play a game. Go have, dude.
No, you know, no, you know no, what's no, gonna, no. You know what's going to happen yeah. next in baseball is there's going to be a salary cap, and these guys are going to get good. Trapped in
the cap. There's going to be a strike before a salary cap. No, but at the same time,
there is. If okay, what are you going to strike about? Not getting paid?
Yeah, they can't say so that. So
guess what? We won't have baseball.
That's not a bad thing.
They're going to put That's a salary a cap thing. On it.
That's my opinion.
Because a salary is cap is regardless if you play a game or if you don't play a game at all. Getting paid yeah. salary. You're getting your
we
salary.
We could maybe replace year. Baseball with something like
lacrosse.
Exciting. Lacrosse, yes. Like maybe some curling or water polo or something along those lines. Maybe.
You're about to get muted.
Yeah, dude. It's just no fun.
It's no fun?
It isn't fun, man. I mean, it's no fun if you've never played it. There's more games than not of teams that you are standing around. You're watching two people play catch, and then you got seven others standing out
there. Just because you couldn't hit a fastball does not mean you have to knock the sport.
See, I think.
There we go.
It's America's pastime all the time.
Yeah, they could definitely revamp.
How do you like hot dogs, because not like baseball? You can take
4 hours out of your day and do absolutely nothing. It's like watching golf.
Do you know what the average game time is nowadays?
3 hours.
No.
What?
About 2 hours.
Well,
they slimmed
it
down.
It's like 2:15, 2:30, give or take, the average.
They have improved the game time. Look at
how. What? How? They make them hit.
There's 30 seconds in between innings, which slimmed it down by about 2 minutes. Yeah. And you times that by nine, that's what? Almost 36 minutes.
But an inning could go for an hour.
No, it doesn't anymore.
It absolutely could.
Well, then
they're
going to change it's either the pitcher that's going to get shelled or, you know, I mean.
They want to bring action into it. And for me personally, big baseball guy, I think it's
slow.
You're
a big baseball guy?
Yeah. I think it's slow.
I actually have a this day in history about baseball and being long. The longest nine-inning game in 1986.
I want to take guesses. Okay. The longest?
Nine-inning game.
Okay.
On this date.
What's today's date?
Does that matter?
Because if it was June 7th or June 5th. Like,
June 7th. Okay. You're not going to get it.
June 7th. Okay. 4 hours.
What year?
1986.
Oh, 1986?
Six.
So 4.2 hours.
4.2 hours? What is that? 4 hours and 20 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
We're probably talking 5.5 hours.
No way. What do you got?
4 hours and 16 minutes.
Boom. I said 4.2.
Between Baltimore and New York, Baltimore won 18-9.
Okay.
Those games back in the day were way slower than they are now. Way slower.
Yeah.
But the thing with baseball is that there's no excitement because it's right now it's just baseball. There's nothing exciting about it. What they need to do is shorten up the season.
They need to bring
the
players back on steroids.
No.
The best era in baseball was in the early 2000s.
Well, that's just, they could change up the ball and make the ball jump.
Nah. I'd rather see a guy throw 110, the guy hit it 550 feet.
Yeah, but
shot.
So imagine if they, from 162 to 130 games, you take that last month of baseball and you start your playoffs. Mm. Do you think that would draw more fans? You expand the playoffs, you have... I don't know what.
No, anything.
16,
any
17,
I make,
18.
You guys aren't going to like because you guys are baseball fanatics, obviously. And I think anything that extends, expands, or does whatever with baseball is just a problem. It takes up.
See, that's where we are really disagreeing because we don't bash basketball like you like basketball.
I love basketball.
Exactly. Like we love baseball. We're not going to sit here and bash and say get rid of it.
There's action in basketball.
Oh, really?
There is? Absolutely is.
There is. 100%. Flops.
You want to tell
flops,
me.
Flops.
And we're
flops,
not talking flops, soccer flops. Flops.
So, flops. I mean, come I get on. It. I like basketball.
NBA is not what it used to be.
I'll agree with you. 100%. It's not what it used to be. And college
neither is baseball.
Is way more fast.
College basketball. March Madness, I would say. I'm not going to sit there and watch Tuscan State versus Utah University.
Baseball moves at a snail's pace compared to basketball.
It's not a game of speed. It's not on a time clock.
I know.
Depending on how you look at it.
I know.
So what's the rush?
I know.
There's.
Have you ever been on the mound and mowing people down?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Nope. Turn that frown upside down.
27 outs that you have to get to win a baseball game. Start counting down.
And those 27 outs could literally take 15 hours.
Stop rooting for a shitty team.
Not necessarily. I mean, what's the longest game MLB?
The longest game? Well, you got the computer right there, but I'm going to say before you look it up.
All right.
I'm going to say
five. This goes back before the MLB was, I think, officially established, which I think was like 2 days. But the longest MLB recently was 27 innings between Seattle Mariners and the New York
Yankees.
No,
are we talking about delay games too in there?
Not delay games.
How much time?
Are we talking about extra innings?
How many hours?
Are we talking about extra innings?
The longest game total is going to be...
Are we talking extra innings? Are we talking... What are we talking? Rain delay?
The Pawtucket Red Sox and the Rochester Red Wings.
8 hours.
That's not MLB, though. That's AAA.
Okay.
33 innings, though.
25 inning affair on May 8th, 1984. Game lasted 8 hours and 6 minutes. See, now that is ridiculous.
You're getting the best bang for your buck as a fan.
No, you're really not. You're really not.
By hour one,
I'm already saying, okay, 7-inning stretch, please hurry. And then
what was the final
hour
score?
Two, it was 3-2.
No way.
Yeah, Dodgers beat the Red Sox.
7-6.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
7-6.
The longest World Series game, I'm sorry, was 18-inning game three in which the Dodgers beat the Red Sox 3-2. Dude, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. Here we go. We got football in the background. Would you rather see a football game or a baseball game?
Are you kidding me?
I'd watch football all day.
Football all day. Would you rather see a basketball game or a baseball game?
Baseball.
Sean?
I've seen numerous baseball games since 98.
You would do baseball over basketball?
I've probably been to 10 games a year since 98 an average. I would probably go to a basketball game just because I haven't been exposed to it.
Here we go. Well, that's a good way. That's a PC way to say it. How about hockey?
Hockey.
Or baseball?
Hockey. Hockey or baseball?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the night. Depends on the mood.
It's a Tuesday.
And depends on who I was with. That's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, and the mood is right.
I have work the next day.
Oh, it's a Wednesday.
I have work the next day.
Okay, it's a Friday.
Are you saying, why don't you put it this way? Would you rather watch the Rays game or a Lightning game?
Would you rather watch Rays or Lightning?
Depends on who they're playing.
See, just give me
it depends on the matchup. If the Rays are going to play the Orioles and the Lightning are going to play somebody better.
Two top hockey teams, and then there's on the other channel, there's two top baseball teams. Which game are you going to watch?
We're talking Rays, Red Sox, and Lightning. And Rangers.
There you go.
Or Lightning and Bruins.
Who are you watching?
Who are the Rays playing?
Red Sox and then Lightning Brewers.
Rays, Red Sox.
Okay, so you're watching baseball. What are you doing? That's a tough one?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Hockey all day.
If I had tickets to the game, to both games, I would seriously take a coin and flip it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's up in the
Bucks
air.
Preseason game or Rowdies are going for the championship?
Two-story wing house on Dale Mabry.
I'm going Rowdy's championship.
You're going Rowdy's championship.
Rowdy's championship.
Preseason game.
Okay.
I had season tickets for the Rowdy.
You won season tickets.
So what? I went to every game.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You sold them.
No.
Oh.
Whatever.
Not for resale. Get them.
All right. NASCAR.
Never been. I'd love to go.
I'm saying all these are based on television. Would you rather sit down and dedicate 3 hours of your day to a baseball game, a basketball game, a hockey game, a NASCAR race, or a soccer game? I kept football out of it.
Baseball.
On a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
There's no football on. You got to pick another
baseball.
Sport. Baseball's the deal. 100% over everything.
Hockey's right there with me with the baseball.
Hockey's right there with you with the baseball, so you could throw in a hockey game, no problem. All right, because if there's no football and those are my choices, I'm probably going outside and like getting in the pool or something.
You're not a true sports fan.
I am a true sports fan.
Not really.
It's just a lot of
it's
those
only up to your pleasing.
Boring. Like I can sit down and watch some. I'll watch a good basketball game.
See, you're not.
But it's boring. I mean, hockey. I lie. Hockey is never boring. There's no boring moments to that.
So you just admitted basketball was boring.
No, I said I could watch a good basketball game.
But you just said you'd go outside.
But you just, yeah.
Okay, I did. I would go outside. If it was like, I don't know. Like if LeBron James was playing.
Knicks and Hornets?
That guy. Huh?
Knicks and Hornets?
Knicks and Hornets. That's a solid good game.
Did you guys see the meme of the worst quarterback ever?
No.
Oh my gosh. Can you try and Google that real quick?
Worst quarterback ever.
I don't think it's going to have a picture of your boy.
What? It should have a picture of Winston, right?
No, come on.
No, and you said it was a meme? This one. Okay.
Let's break this guy down real quick.
All right, let's do that. So here we go. We got Josh Allen's accuracy, Drew Brees' arm strength, Kirk Cousins' primetime ability, Sam Darnold's immune system.
That's
Drew Brees MVP, empty. Big Ben's understanding of consent, Philip Rivers' mobility,
and Pat Mahomes' brother.
Oh my God. This is so wrong. Deshaun Watson's frame. Jake Frome's texting, Cam Newton's fashion, and Jameis Winston's decision making. Yeah, I would totally agree with every single thing that that thing says.
I'm looking at five games.
You're looking at five games?
That quarterback would win. Defense would win two or three.
Oh, this guy tried to be serious with his right here. Kirk Cousins in the clutch? Yeah, negative. Cam Newton's post-game attire? Terrible. Lamar Jackson's accuracy.
So I don't get that one. He's fairly accurate. Not as building the worst NFL quarterback.
If they're like 3 feet away from him, he's pretty accurate.
Look at the middle. Phillip Rivers pullout game. He's got 12 kids.
That one's wrong. Tom Brady's mobility.
RG3's knees. No.
Aaron Rodgers' leadership. I don't really get that. Really? Yeah, really?
They say he's not a locker room guy.
Yeah, really? Discount, double check that.
Eli Manning's arm strength. Kyler Murray's height and Nathan Peterman's decision making. All right. Okay. I get it. So I think we might want to take a quick little break here and then we can play this thing back and see what we got. Cool.
Sounds good.
Take a break.
We're back.
So we're back. All right. I was thinking about something. And we were just talking about how going again on it, but the Winston deal and all. I don't want to get that started. But here's the deal. We now have Tom Brady as a quarterback. You'll at least agree with me on that, right? Everybody's agreeance in that.
The GOAT.
Agreed?
Well, I can't say anything different. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Would you have taken, first question, any of the other available quarterbacks, would you have taken them over Tom Brady? You know who they were. We've talked about that. Phillip Rivers was available. Bridgewater was available. Was Mariota available? He was up there on the charts. Yeah.
He's in Oak.
That's right. Which I think and their guy was available.
I could see that would actually.
No, he wasn't.
He's available this year.
Okay.
The only guy I would like to see come here if it wasn't Brady would be Bridgewater if they kept Winston.
Okay.
Why?
Just in case it's like a backup plan. Winston shits the bed early, you get him out of there and you throw Bridgewater in there or you just have him battle it out.
Bridgewater's not going to be a backup.
I just want to make sure you understand my question. I'm saying that all quarterbacks that were available are available and you get to hand pick which one you want and you are debating whether or not if Winston was still part of the Bucs. Are you serious right now? I mean, seriously. Is there any scenario or question where Winston shouldn't be gone? I'm saying all.
So now you're riding 12's nuts.
No,
is what you're doing.
I'm not saying that.
That's what you're implying.
Saying of all the quarterbacks out there, you can
all the quarterbacks out. Pull up the list of all the quarterbacks out
that were available.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Which QBs were available? All right. Tom Brady was available. Cam Newton. See Derek Carr.
No way, Derek Carr.
He was.
No, I'm saying I'm not taking Derek Carr. Cam Newton would be.
No, you're. But you'd rather have Winston over Derek Carr.
No.
Okay, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Wait, hold on. You'd rather have Winston over Derek Carr?
No, I would not rather have Winston over Derek Carr.
Pre-LASIK surgery.
Tom Brady was available. Cam Newton, Derek Carr, Phillip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Tannehill, Andy Dalton, Marcus Mariota. There's not a guy I've named so far that I wouldn't take before Winston. Winston's now available, number 9.
Jacoby.
I mean, I don't know why he's number 10 behind Winston. That makes no sense. Taysom Hill, and that was it. Okay, so all those guys are available. Who are you taking?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's without a doubt.
Without a doubt on that list. 100% Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking a
question. What are you trying to prove? I don't understand what you're trying to get.
Asking a question.
No, you're
now,
not.
Now, Tom Brady's now off the list.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Phillip Rivers.
No.
You'd rather go with the newer hotshot versus kind of a new, semi-new hotshot versus the
proven vet.
Yeah, I would take Teddy Bridgewater all day over Phillip Rivers.
Okay, then who's left? So then after that, we'd have Cam Newton, Derek Carr, Tannehill, Dalton.
Maybe Andy Dalton.
You take Dalton over Philip Rivers?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Wow. He's a system QB.
Wow. Bro, seriously?
That's my opinion. You can't knock me for my opinion. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you your opinion's wrong.
Sure you are.
Chip, what did you say?
I might say it's blasphemy, but.
What did you just say? He would take Dalton over Bridgewater?
He would take Dalton over Philip Rivers.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You're crazy.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me either.
You're crazy.
All right. It's like saying you take Winston over Jacoby Brissett.
Yes, I would.
I would.
Oh, my.
And on this.
Oh, my thing, what?
We're talking about the Bucs, right?
Bro.
We're talking about the
your
Bucs.
Your boy Winston fell apart. He had numerous games with numerous pick sixes.
There we go
with
the Winston bashing again.
He had numerous games.
I'm so frustrated with you two about because I don't understand.
I don't understand why you're so frustrated about Winston at all.
I don't understand how even when he's in the middle of doing it, you two are at the games. I'm talking to you while you're at the games, and you're having to deal with this shit while you're at the games. And then all of a sudden, you guys want to be like, oh, yeah, no, no. He's going to be okay. Did you see that last? I mean, you guys were hanging on every particular throw. You couldn't say, did you see that last series? You couldn't even say that. All you could say to me was, did you see that last play? Did you see that last play? Come on.
You done?
What are we getting
not
at?
Really.
No, not really?
Not really.
Not really. So he would be my third quarterback on my list.
He'd be your third.
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm sorry, Winston. Yes. Winston would be your third quarterback on this list.
Okay. Answer me this. How come there was only three reported quarterbacks that were going to be under the Bucs center? Which was
true.
Jameis Winston,
true.
Tom Brady,
true.
And Teddy Bridgewater.
I'd never heard that about Teddy Bridgewater.
That was the option.
No.
It wasn't anybody.
No. Philip Rivers was
There was no
Philip. All Bruce Arians said is he liked the guy. He liked the guy.
But there was no other reports of it. Well, I mean, everybody makes reports, but
Philip Rivers had no choice. Wherever Tom was going, Phil didn't have a chance to go there.
Agreed. Okay. All right. That's what I was getting down. What I was getting to is who would you go with if you had your selection, whoever you wanted in the available quarterbacks. Now, let me broaden it a little bit. If you had the availability for Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, even Murray out in Arizona.
Stop. Don't put Aaron Murray with those two.
If you could have one of those three younger, coachable
Pat Mahomes
QBs
all day.
Or Tom Brady.
Pat Mahomes all day. You build a franchise around Pat Mahomes. Tom Brady's got 2 years left.
Patty Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes.
You think that's what the Bucs need right now? Seriously.
No. We don't need Pat Mahomes.
No, we need Tom Brady. We need a Tom Brady type.
You're a closet Patriots fan. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're doing
your wife has had an effect on you.
We're doing the old 2001, 2002 Buccaneer play right now. You bring in a veteran quarterback, Brad Johnson.
Okay.
Defense subpar about the time now. Great.
No. Yeah.
No,
but our defense is
subpar.
Not subpar. No, that's harsh. Yeah, it's not subpar. I don't agree with subpar.
They're not top 10.
You don't believe that our defense is capable of being a top 10 defense this year?
Our defense will be a top 10 defense
our
this year.
Our defense will be a top 5.
I did not say
top
that
five?
This year.
Top 5 is a little
I'm going easy. Off of last year's.
Last year still fact. Wasn't too bad, man. They held us pretty good.
Look at the overall defense records. Look at the overall.
I believe we
hated
18th.
The Buccaneer jerseys. That's what it was. He hated the colors.
He couldn't see it.
Why? He was from Florida State. Same colors.
Nothing but bad. He kept seeing crab legs. I don't know. But he loved the other team's jersey colors. He loved them. I mean, I think in the Saints, like that. Remember the first thing that came out about Winston with the Saints? About how he should totally be used to throwing to their jerseys, you know, at this point. Should be nothing. It's very true. I think that they had more interceptions probably than any other team. I guess I know we play them twice a year, every year. But, bro, they
I don't know. Carolina
guy.
Carolina always had
four or five
picks.
Yeah, agreed.
Off that
agreed.
Guy.
Agreed.
I want to know how many interceptions he's thrown in the NFC South. Just let alone, like, because I've seen every single one.
Well, I think when we looked the other day, how many was it? It was like 80-something. Let's just see.
It was 88, I believe. 88 interceptions.
I think it was something like that. Let's see. 78 interceptions total. He's reached 100 career turnovers, so he had 22 fumbles. So he's right at 100. Hey, celebrate. What are you doing over there? Are you trying to fact check?
Dude, you guys aren't even doing facts. I was just looking at the defenses from last year.
Yeah, where
he
where
says
where
he
where'd
says
we rank
mediocre?
Yeah, where did we rank? We were media. We are number one in the run.
Where are we?
We
were ranked 29 last year.
Number one in the run, and we were the worst in the past. And you,
we were number one in the yeah. We finished the last five games. We finished great.
But. No,
last,
I'm sorry. You say we finished the season ranked 29 out of 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
In defense
last year,
what did our offense finish?
Top five. With Jameis Winston at the helm. No, got, for you, real. No, you, no, I guarantee Sean, it's
you
top
gotta,
five.
You got to stop.
It's top five.
No. Dog.
With the offense rank.
In no way, top five.
No. We're number three.
Kit. Told you.
6,300 yards.
Yes, sir. Thank
you, almost Mike 400 Evans, yards Chris a Godwin. Game.
No, I agree.
Too. Oh, yeah, because they threw the own ball they caught, right?
They might as well have.
you know, okay. We had 1,500 rushing yards. Don't even thank you, Barber, because okay, you know who led the team in rushing?
Well, all I'm saying is,
you know who led the team in rushing?
Who?
Ronald Jones with 740
yards.
Did
you see Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and all them, how upset they were?
Not after
when we
14.
Got rid of Winston, when Winston went. But did you see how tore up these guys were? No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, you didn't. They didn't care. They got Tom Brady.
Go look it up.
I'm sorry.
Go look it up. Go look it up. Get on your Instagram and look up Mike Evans and go see that he posted a picture of Jameis or something saying we're
still
brothers.
Well, see, now ESPN has the Bucs as a middle ranked.
Yeah, we're still brothers.
No, they were ranked. I think they were ranked 17th or 16th we're still brothers. Overall.
Hey, by the way, I can't wait to play you.
What I don't get is how Jameis Winston can start all that beef in New Orleans with Marshawn Lattimore and then just go to New Orleans. And then Mike ran up and did his thing behind him. That you know, he's got
how many points do you guys really think the Bucs let up last year?
How many points did we let up?
Let?
And then how many did we force? Or are we just doing let up? How much? How many points?
16 games. I know that pretty much every game the opponents were in double digits. So that's over 200 points probably.
That's a
you
lot.
You think we've only let up over 200?
Oh, wow, 200, 200,
250.
No, 250. That's short. We're talking like 600, probably 700, and we probably forced around the same amount. We lost every game.
We let up 449 points.
400.
And we scored 455.
Yeah, we're right. Yeah, they're even. They're right there. They're even.
Yeah, that even. Awesome. Great year.
Do you know how many rushing yards we let up when we led the league in that?
How many?
73.
That's all we let up all year, huh?
Well, average per game. 1,100 was all year.
All right.
73 yards rushing per game. Under 100 yards with these backs
and
they have now.
We went against Derrick Henry. Name a few other backs we went against.
Last year?
Derrick Henry.
Who did we go against last year?
Kamari twice.
Oh, here we go.
Devontae Freeman. And who's the other running back from Atlanta?
Here, I'll tell you. Here it is right here. Here's 19 schedule. Let's see.
Oh, McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah. We have McCaffrey twice every year. Oh, San Francisco. We had.
Oh, Gurley.
Gurley. We had. What's that? Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
Okay, Gurley, there's your Saints Panthers. Who else do we have? Titans.
Derrick Henry, leading rusher. Seahawks.
Nobody's,
Russell Wilson.
Well, yeah.
No, we're talking about rushing, running back.
No, who was the boy out in Arizona?
He got hurt, but now he's on Houston. David Johnson.
David Johnson, yeah.
I don't think he played last
year. Whoa. We beat the Cardinals.
Yes, we did. Win 30-27.
Yeah. Oh, I was looking at the Saints. Oh, okay. The scores are different.
Jacksonville. Oh, yeah. He was beat that up.
Fournette.
He didn't do anything.
Oh, he got. I know. That's what I'm trying to say. None of the running backs did anything.
Okay, so there you go.
But then Deshaun Watson can throw for 450 yards,
which he probably went. Well, he came to Raymond James still beat up on us.
That was
this is the thing that's frustrating about the Bucs. Look at all the losses. Six,
I know.
Three. This one was pretty bad. Three. This one wasn't too pretty. This one was too pretty. I mean, this one's. But again, our wins are good. Our losses can be ugly, but most of them are by like 3 points. Even our wins are by 3 points. Yeah,
touchdown or less.
We should have won the Tennessee game.
We should have won a lot of them.
The Giants game, we definitely should have won
that
one.
This one right here, Giants. Yeah, that was.
Ugh. Yeah, that one killed us.
San Fran. We still.
I put that one more on OJ than anything.
I mean, let's see. We are 0-2 at this point. We are 0-3. Okay, 1-3. So we finished 1-4.
Go back. Scroll up. Go to those last four games. Or first four game win streak.
Okay.
And there's one more. The Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the best four games I've ever seen Jameis Winston play.
Yeah, I know. And you know what would have happened?
That Lions game, I promise to God, was the best thing I ever seen.
And he had a broken thumb, too.
Well, yeah. Oh, it's impressive.
Go down, though. Go down to the last two games. Those two games signed him out.
But yeah, hey, no, these two games. This two
he
games,
lost with Val, his
these two games earned him a spot on the Saints bench. 100%.
Go up.
Okay.
Let's say we swap those two games out for keep going for the Seattle game that we lost and the Tennessee game that we lost. Both those games, should've we had won. A shot and yep, we should have won. Mm-hmm. Now, if we would have put those two back there, Tom Brady probably would never be here. If you
I don't agree with that.
I think if we have 10 wins, then we've already resigned.
No. You still have the same wins and losses, but the last two losses on your...
You have a quarterback like Brady that's on the market, and you're going after him. I don't care. I mean, everybody went after them. Everybody wanted him.
Well, I get it.
Not everybody. Kansas City didn't want Brady.
Well, obviously.
Baltimore didn't want Brady.
But hey, let's look at the schedule now. So special. And I say we do our predictions on it. All right. What we think.
Let's do that.
Should we keep it to ourselves or?
Oh, no. It's a debate.
Should we debate it?
It's a debate. Week one. Saints. God.
425 in New Orleans.
Win.
I'm definitely chalking up a W for the boys.
I'm going win for sure. Panthers, I'm going win. How about you over there?
I'm going to give them a loss in their first game.
You're giving them a loss against the Saints.
Yeah. They're not going to go 14-2 like you think they're going to do.
I'm not. How do you?
Because we already
We're in two games into the season.
We did this.
I haven't
the
said anything about 14-2. No. This was just me trying to see where you guys were.
So you chopped up an L for us on week one.
Yeah.
I did not.
No, I mean neither. I got us getting a dub. We're going to New
Orleans. I got us 2-0.
Yeah.
Two games of the year.
Okay. Well, somebody's got to be a little different.
What are you saying for week two?
That's a win.
All right, so I'll agree upon that.
Oh, Denver. Here we go. In Mile High.
I'm going to give them a win, but it's going to be a tough one.
You're giving them a win week three.
Yeah.
Chip.
That one was a tough one for me, actually.
Tough.
It is, actually.
Who's the quarterback? Drew Locke?
They got some wide receivers, though.
And then they got the Chargers.
They got some talent on offense.
So did Jameis Winston.
They signed Melvin Gordon, too.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to win week three.
Yep, me too.
So you guys have them undefeated so far.
Right now we're 3-0. This is where
I have us going to 5-0, but I have our first loss in week six. Green Bay.
So hold on. Before we jump ahead, we're going Chargers, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone smart win on that?
For a
win.
Oh yeah, it's a win.
Chicago. I know. See, this was a toss up, and it's a Thursday night game too. And I mean
Not that Chicago is good, it's just the fact that
Tom shows up. Thursdays and Monday nights.
I still put that whole buck factor in our head when we go on the road and play a team to their competitive ability is usually how we play, and then we end up losing.
So you're going with a loss?
No, they're
going
to win.
Okay. All right. So I'm going win.
You're going W? I'm going W.
I'm going loss week six.
I think they smoked the Packers.
For some reason, I'm telling you.
I think we're going to smoke the Packers.
Why? You think we're going to meet them in the playoffs?
No. No, I don't think Green Bay will make it to the playoffs. I think it's going to be one of those fluke losses.
Why don't you think Green Bay's?
Listen, my next loss is the next game. Hold on.
Who you got winning against the Raiders?
Yes.
That's.
Hold on. So what do you say on Green Bay? You say
win. I want to say win.
He wants to say win. Are you saying
I'm
win?
Chalking up a W. Okay.
You're chalking up a W. So you're undefeated still at this point.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to be clear. Raiders.
Oof.
I'm loss.
That's tough. As much as I want to say loss, I can't. It's got to be dub.
We 7-0 right now in my book.
You're 7-0.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Week 8 against the Giants, that's a win all day.
I don't think so. I think that's a trap game. Win. Giants versus Brady.
Win.
It's in New York, right?
It's in New York.
Yeah, that's a W. Or that's an L, I mean.
That's your first all the games. Yeah, let me get this. So let's review. I want to review. We are now halfway through the season.
I have it.
There's something so with the eight. Giants against the Bucks that we have not beat them in a fucking very
long
time.
And you want to know why?
No, it's okay.
2007.
Yep, last time we were in the playoffs.
All right, so Sean has us loss.
No. Right now, I'm 7-1.
Yeah,
right
you now, have one loss.
Right now, you're 6-2, and he's 7-1.
I'm 6-2. First game's a loss. And then I said we're going to lose against the Giants.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now we're
and
back.
What did you say? You said a W?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Swinging back around for the back half of the season.
That's three primetime games. back to back to back.
Yeah. So now we have the Saints opening up second half of the season in Raymond J.
Oh, on a Sunday night too. That's a win.
That's I thank you.
This one right here, I've seen this game way too many times, and we're probably going to take an L.
Okay, I'm going
possibility,
W.
But so they're
going
to go.
You guys are going W's.
W's.
W. This one's dog.
Anybody says loss on the next one?
No,
probably not talking to you this season.
1, 2, 3. All right, that was week 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now week 11.
Now you have your token boys out in L.A. coming to Ray J.
Chalking up a W for that one.
Yep.
It's a dub.
Yep. And now it gets interesting.
That's a loss.
That's a loss. 100% that's a loss. You said that with absolute confidence. All right.
Because I want them to win. Not the Chiefs. I want the Bucks to win.
So you're willing to throw this.
What do you say? W?
Yeah.
Okay.
W.
The best team in football right now.
They're coming to Tampa. By that point, fans will be in the stadium. This is the weekend after Thanksgiving. Fans will be in the stadium, packed, and it's going to be ugly. I'm telling you.
Chief fans, they fly hard, man.
Chief fans, we'll probably give them 100 tickets for the game.
They've probably already bought tickets.
It don't matter. We already bought them all. As soon as Tom Brady put on a Bucks jersey, they were sold out in like, what, 10 minutes, Sean?
Not even.
Yeah, exactly. Week 13, bye. All right, Minnesota. Week 14.
Actually, can we talk about the bye?
Yeah.
Do you think the bye at week 13, do you think that's a great bye?
That's the last. I think that's almost the last bye of the season.
It's second to last, but yeah.
That's a great bye.
I was going to say it's a little bit. I wanted it sooner. I wanted it a little sooner.
No, that's 10, perfect.
11, 10, 11.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I would agree. Anywhere between 9 and 11 is a good time to have a bye.
Because that's scary, that 14, 15, 16, 17 week.
Yeah, and I mean, and who do we got on that? We got Minnesota, Atlanta, because Detroit, Atlanta again.
Maybe not with this schedule this year, but it takes a little while to build that momentum up. Yeah.
I'm interested to see what you boys feel about.
So week 14, Minnesota. At the Ray J, right?
That's just one of those games that sticks out.
But that's a win.
That's a win in dog's book.
Yeah. Every game's a, you guys don't even want to say these guys lose at all.
What am I right now, Sean? I think I'm, what, 10-2?
I think we all are.
Or 12-2, excuse me?
I think we all are.
We're all 12-2?
I think Chris is 11-3 and we're 12-2.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say loss.
You're saying loss. Against the Vikings.
Dude, it's an opinion. This team is like...
I know, but I just don't understand that. I don't understand the teams you pick for loss. I really don't.
You're chalking up a W, right?
Yeah, W.
Did you understand the loss to Atlanta last year?
You like that?
No.
Okay, then that's the thing. This team hasn't changed.
Okay, now if Dalvin Cook is not there.
Yeah, Dalvin
Cook. No, then we win.
Remember, Stephon Diggs ain't there.
Pick it now.
I'm still saying loss.
Loss, okay. Atlanta, Detroit, Atlanta.
I think... Minnesota was probably
we lose one of those games.
Five games.
We lose one of those games. I just don't know which one.
We lose one of these.
We lose one of the games.
We probably lose week 17 because we're going to take our players out. Because we're going to win.
Yeah.
I agree. We're going to win 15. Oh man.
Nope. Win. So we are now finishing 14-2.
Like I said, that's
what you said.
I'm going to say...
That's what I had 14-2, but I don't think I have 14-2 now.
No, you're 13-3.
And that's I still think that's almost too high.
I'm saying week 15 at Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Week 15 at Atlanta.
It's going to be tough. It's not like... The Bucks are good, but the Bucks aren't the best team, and they're not going to roll over everybody.
But guess what?
They still got to click. You understand that, right? Like, just because Brady's here doesn't mean Brady's going to come on and go 30 for 30 with five touchdowns.
It's pretty easy to click with a quarterback like Brady.
How do you know that? Brady hasn't played for anybody else but Bill Belichick. You can't say that he's going to come in here and literally be perfect every game.
I will say this.
If he comes in and
throws the ball with the accuracy that he did out there, our receivers have the most.
I understand, just as much talent as anybody else, if not more. But I'm saying there's still a timing pattern that these players have to get down. Brady doesn't throw routes. He throws timing patterns.
Maybe he can learn something from Winston.
All right, so let me do.
Anyways,
I'll tell you right now, though, if Winston did not throw his 30 interceptions, and let's say we just cut it in half to 15. Right,
cut it in half to 15.
15 is so brutal. I take it.
15's horrible too.
Yeah, it's
not that bad for
15. Horrible
for that kind of offense.
How many interceptions did Brady have last year?
I think he had 15.
Yeah. Okay.
And he hasn't thrown more than 17.
How many touchdowns did he have last year?
Like, he didn't have many. I think it was like 27. It was like
27, 28.
Something like 27, that.
20. But Aaron Rodgers only threw 4.
How many wins did he throw?
30.
30 touchdowns.
No, 33 touchdowns.
33 touchdowns.
30 interceptions. But let's say he cut it in half. And let's say magically he'd never thrown a pick six.
Let's say I had the magic lotto ticket.
Hold on. Let's say he didn't throw a pick six ish.
Nice.
Or last year.
Okay. And?
Go look at those games that we lost by.
How many pick six? I think how many pick sixes did he have? He definitely had at least, I was going to say 6 or 7.
Let's say he didn't have 6 pick six. The Houston game, first game of the, or first play of the game, pick six.
Oh. My point is that let's just say there's.
Why are we still talking about this?
Because he brought it up.
Because
that's
30,
that's 36 so annoying. Points. There's teams out there that I don't think allowed 36 points for the entire. I mean, how did.
No, this is my argue, though.
There's no argument. This is so irrelevant. This is anything.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
This is my argument.
Okay.
Say. It's not even James.
Let's
Winston.
Say
let's say it's
why
Tim Ratay.
Are we saying anything about James Winston?
Let's just say it's Tim Ratay.
No, let's say it's Gretkowski because it's fun.
Bruce Gretkowski.
Bruce Gretkowski.
Shout out to Bruce.
Bruce.
Okay, so let's say our quarterback Tim.
Why
Ratay.
Are we putting these? This is not even.
Well, can you guy finish his thought?
No, because it's just asking.
Go ahead, dog. I'd like to hear what you said to say.
If the INTs were cut down in half, let's say it's this year.
Okay.
And let's say our quarterback throws 15 interceptions.
15 interceptions.
And we get 3,700 yards out of them, 30 touchdowns. You're telling me that we're not 12-2, 11-4?
No, because apparently, especially with our defense that you guys say is mediocre at best.
No, hold on.
It finished strong when they got rid of the cancer.
I said it was
Vernon
mediocre.
Hargraves.
I said it was mediocre because that's what they finished last year. We're talking about a whole new
they finished strong
season.
Yeah, and they're a little bit revamped, a little bit, I would say.
Now they get to play with Tom Brady.
And that, too.
That's a chip.
But that doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's why if you ask Chris, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, because if Winston was still there, they'd be just as pumped. They feel that they have a chance to win.
I think a lot of the players actually said that.
No, there's no way that any player could actually think that he has the same chance of winning with Winston as he does with Tom Brady.
And you know that because you're in the players' heads?
No,
are you speaking for the players?
I'm very much looking forward to us getting active with talking to some players, especially old players, you know, that know the game, that have been there. And I know that we're trying to work the angle right now, but like I would love to hear what Big Nasty
and what say. And what if those guys stick up for him? You're gonna sit here and bash them and tell them that they're stupid and crazy?
100%. I have, like you say, I have an opinion.
You have an opinion too, but what makes your opinions are?
I'm not saying mine is right. I am not saying mine is right, but what I am saying is that.
But then you call us crazy.
Yours is wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's not wrong. It's an opinion. Then you can't what if factor of Winston threw 15 or threw 10 if he threw 0 last year. We still lost, and it's the same. It's over.
We can what if he didn't lose a game last year, or we could what if that he lost every game because. Which let me ask you this. Let me ask you, and then we're going to, I promise you, I'll move past the Winston, okay? After this last question.
James Winston.
So you're telling me that there's a scenario that could have played out in this offseason that you would have preferred to keep Winston?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Same here.
If Brady's gone, Bridgewater's gone.
Because
Brady,
I don't think
Bridgewater, Rivers, Derek Carr.
I don't think you can grade somebody on 1 year in a new offense. The guy never got to build.
Oh, that's true. I mean,
he had a very weak
three new offenses. I get it.
He had a weak offensive line, too. I mean, it's not like the guy was absolutely.
Excuse me. What was that?
He's like my kids.
What was that? What did you just say?
What?
He had a weak offensive line?
Yeah. Very weak offensive line.
Check out what the grades were for the Bucs offensive line. I guarantee you it was top 15.
Yeah.
The offensive line?
Yes.
The thing is that statistically they were good, but they weren't.
You've seen missed assignments.
Good. They weren't good blocking. They weren't.
So it starts with the leader, just like at work. If you're set up for success at work, you got everything laid out in front of you, you're going to get your job done. Some weeks, the guy who's in charge of driving the team to getting a W is your quarterback. We all know that.
Yeah. True.
Your leader. He's your leader.
True.
If he wasn't prepared right, or if I don't know what the guy was doing, because there were some throws I literally sat there and questioned myself, why? People in the stands look at me, dog, what is he doing?
That's what I'm looking forward to the most. I would love to be able to get, like last year, I would have loved being able to have Winston just to have a phone conversation, just ask a very simple question. Like, what is it that you saw that nobody else?
He didn't see anything. He just gunned problem. It. But then you got passes like the one where he threw it.
So
he's thread the needle so many times too.
So yeah, he has. And he's also made a lot of bonehead throws. But
nobody's perfect.
Can we agree upon this though? Like, how many audibles did we see that Winston pulled?
He didn't call. I don't think any.
I think it was like
two the entire season, maybe?
I think it was under 20.
I believe it.
Peyton Manning would do that in a half.
Peyton Manning does that in one series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halftime, he's not even calling anything. He's just making the defenses change.
But, I mean, at the same time, like, do you guys think that Jameis Winston, when he was getting the plays in from the coordinator, left which he was...
Okay, you always have a reserve, it's just a matter of if you can read the defense, and I don't think he could read the defense.
ZXY green 45 right. You know, do you think he's going up to the guys? This is what we're running. And then obviously you have your first option, your second option, your third option. If it's a pass play, whatever. Four options, four receivers, whatever. Do you think he was going on first instinct of first, like, this is what coach wants to draw up?
Because he held the ball. Because I don't understand, like, I don't get what he saw ever. I really don't. It was so plain that it was almost like he was literally throwing directly to the guy on the defense.
Pull up his 30 touchdowns and 33.
No, 30. I'm not. No, I'm sorry. You guys can carry on without me. I'm not going to sit here and watch film on Jameis Winston.
Why?
He's gone. Why don't we watch Wade Boggs' highlights?
Wade Boggs was a hell of a ball player.
He was.
At least made baseball a little bit exciting.
Yep.
True fact. He gave us batting practice one time. True fact.
It's good. We saw his 2000 hit. That was a home run.
Yep.
Cleveland Indians.
Yep. Oh, what's this? Floyd Mayweather mocks Conor McGregor's retirement. You're quitting? Hasn't he like retired seven times?
Yeah, he's 3-3 in his last three fights. He don't want to fight nobody. He just wants to promote and cause ruckus.
Talk. Donald Trump shades Roger Goodell. Okay. All right. So I think we got enough for today. Dog, you got anything else?
Dog's topics.
Jameis Winston.
You just got muted.
Yeah. So he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
He did.
Anything else?
You're done, dude. No more.
Let's talk about it. Come on, let's talk about it.
All right, how about anything from you?
Nope. Nothing from me.
He's mad now.
I'm not mad. I'm just over the whole Jameis and the Tom Brady's our quarterback and this and that. Let's just get to football. Let's get sports back on TV.
Okay. Well said. Let's just get sports back on TV. 100% agree. Fans in the stands.
Jameis Winston.
All right. Shibber, signing off.
All right.
See you.
Throwing the ball downfield. Wide open, it's dropped.